I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The conflict in the Middle East shows little sign of stopping. The Israeli military said Hezbollah had fired dozens of rockets and several drones into northern Israel on Saturday, killing at least one person, with one drone directed at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's holiday home in the northern Israeli town of Caesarea on Saturday. His spokesman added that the premier was not in the vicinity and there were no casualties. Jeffrey is a Caesarean resident.
I suppose it was coming. I suppose it was to be expected that they would try such a thing. In terms of being disturbed, again, you live here long enough, you've been through so many wars. It's part of living in this country, and ultimately we're going to have to deal with it. Ultimately, we're going to have to put an end to it.
Lebanon's health ministry said on Saturday that at least two people were killed in an Israeli strike near the Christian-majority town of Junia, north of Beirut. According to hospital officials and an Associated Press reporter, dozens of people have been killed in several Israeli strikes, including children in Gaza, in less than 24 hours. Tokyo police say a man was arrested after throwing several firebombs into the headquarters of Japan's ruling party in Tokyo, then crashing his car into the fencing of the prime minister's residence. There are no reports of injuries. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
Police identified the man as 49-year-old Atsunobu Usuda. Japanese media reports say social media posts believed to be Usuda's show him complaining about the great deal of money required to run for office under Japanese law. For many, the ruling Liberal Democratic Party is increasingly unpopular with the public amid a ballooning money scandal. Balloting is set for October 27th for the lower house of parliament. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.